Hi, this is Mike Young, and this is called No Such Thing as a Wild Horse. So, Jerry Freistadt owns the RV park, plus the family fun center. There's go-karts, bumper boats, and chili sauce, not chili. Years ago, his daughter got kidnapped, right from the fun center. She was eating a churro, standing near the rowboat on the miniature golf course and staring at the freeway. Sometimes the Cisco trucks spill and the drivers will say shit and sit down and eat the peaches with you, smile and close their eyes when you offer to help lie to their boss. Well, Freistadt closed the center for a year. Awkward as fuck when he would buy aspirin or shoe polish at the drugstore. You get what I mean. But then he started rebuilding, went all out. Got this slick-ass cowboy theme. Everything a fake saloon or stable. Silver belly hats. I mean, he built this cross between a haunted house and a shooting gallery. A mine shaft was the gimmick. You would clank through on a cart and shoot at these pop-up bats and cardboard banditos. He painted their mustaches neon, so you could shoot their mustaches. Hella fun shit. He installed one of those mystery shacks where the jacks roll uphill and the mannequins look real. Not to be all queer or anything, but I'd say Freistadt turned that center from something rinky-dink into something grand. Something that was really something. When you turn about 13, that's when you hear the story of the daughter. Right when you're really letting loose at the center, putt-putting or mashing the spray button on the boats or, I don't know, trying to sell them a lawnmower engine or whatever. That's pretty much when you hear about Freistadt's daughter. Then, whenever they find a clump of bones in the woods near the quarry, and the papers tuck a write-up about the bones into the lower left corner, right by the cartoon weather thing, you try to be the first one to talk about it. You go into Linda Riesling's original Waffle House with the pictures of the flood from 1954, trying to spy out Linda's daughter, who listens to Rancid and fucks anything remotely hung. But it's only the VFW assholes, and they say, "You buy those pants from a nigger?" Or they say, "Plugging along," or, "You know, if you put rubbing alcohol on those cheeks, that shit'll go away." You try to sit down at the counter and order coffee, black, just black, helps the whiskers, and you say, "Hey, did you hear about those bones or whatever?" "Yeah, new bones. You think?" "I don't know, it's weird, huh?" And what they give you is hot chocolate, not coffee. Never coffee. When I grow a beard, just a chin strap maybe, and people believe me about things, I will say this. There is no such thing as a wild horse. The wild ones were made by God to buck the ghosts. That's pretty good, right? Maybe I should go to Nashville. But first I want to write that on a yellow post-it note and leave it in the bathroom labeled Gents of Jerry Freistadt's joint. Then I will buy a corn dog, and I will steal somebody's RV, and I will drive, and I will drive, and I will drive until my bones are too loud. Everything else, I'm sure, will sound like it does when you choke it.